This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Catholic Near East Welfare Association, or CNEWA, in Jordan is calling on the international community to help Amman meet the growing needs of Syrian refugees flooding over the border into Jordan. CNEWA's regional director, Raed Bahu, told me that some 300,000 Syrian refugees are in Jordan now. But given the current economic crisis, the government is unable to cover the costs alone.
The situation of refugees coming from Syria, they are in a very desperate situation. We have 300,000 people in Syria, Syrian in Jordan, 60,000 in a camp called Za'atari Camp. The majority are Muslims in these camps. The condition of the camps is very difficult. The cost of the Syrian to the government is $2 million a day, which the government can't cover, actually. And the NGOs working in the field, it's not enough to cover the needs of this Syrian.
So the Jordanian government has actually appealed to the international community to help in this crisis.
Exactly. We are appealing to international community, but it seems many politics behind that. There is a price Jordan needs to pay. Some are giving and some are not giving, but what we're receiving is not enough for the Syrian to live in at least acceptable conditions.
And how is CNEWA being active in this particular crisis situation?
We have experience from previous HADA, as we started in 49 from PS 12 for the Palestinian refugees, and then we have the Iraqi refugees in 2003. And since then, we have social programs in terms of education, in terms of health, in terms of HADA. And the most important is the religious programs we have, the catechist programs, because from our experience, we noticed that people who immigrate, they got frustrated, and somewhat they will be away from God. So we feel that we need to build people, not just to feed people. And we are cooperating with experts from many religious congregations in order at least to support the people, that's in term Christian. But for our humanitarian project, it's well designed through many hospitals and schools, and it's open for all refugees.
So you're talking about catechists, but most of the refugees that you're seeing come over the border are Muslim.
Exactly. Most of them are Muslims, and most of them they are in need mainly now for schooling and for health coverage. Schooling, the government, we open the government school for them, and that's very good. The Catholic school also, they are planning to give some seats for these refugees. But don't forget that the Syrian crisis is just in the beginning. We don't know what will happen in the future if more and more people, how the government can absorb, because if we can recall the 2003 situation with the Iraqis, around 500,000 or more Iraqis came to Jordan, especially to Amman. And the infrastructure was affected at that time. The prices went up. And the Jordan government, as you know, we have an economical problem. It's not enough to sustain their population. I don't know what will happen if we didn't receive any help from the outside world.
A small Catholic aid agency, CNEWA provides what help it can to the refugees, including distributing food, clothing, and sanitary supplies, and offering counseling and catechesis.